Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, October 15th through Thursday, October 21st, 2021. October 15th, 2021, the Feast of St. Teresa of Avila. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I long to place in each heart the desire to love me more. This is the way to a deeper personal holiness. This can only happen if the soul empties his heart of worldly concerns and affections. Allow your hearts to desire more knowledge about my will. What do I lead you to according to my divine will? How can you get to know me better? What is your heart attached to in the world? Certain pastimes, disordered attachment to certain people, perhaps love of money or worldly esteem. Learn to pray before making decisions. This is how I can become more a part of your everyday life. Surrender your crosses to me, great and small. It is in this way I am better able to become more real to you. My presence is always at your disposal. Ask me to feel my presence. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 16th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, my greatest joy is to behold the soul who makes me the center of his existence. Such a one allows me dominion over his heart and his day-to-day decisions. The soul who loves me in such a way respects my commandments and is certain of his next step on the path of his salvation. The converted soul makes all his decisions within the parameters of holy love. He prays to be shown the wiles of Satan in his life. He recognizes the grace of seeing how Satan attacks him. The soul who loves me in such a way is sanctified in his efforts to please me above all else. His angel assists him in his efforts to succeed in grace. The greater his commitment to living in holy love, the more my grace pours out upon him, and we can work together to convert the heart of the world. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 22 through 24. Put off the old man that belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new man, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 17th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, your surrender to me is in your acceptance of everything that the present moment offers. Often, it is difficult to accept the present moment with patience and compliance to my will. This acceptance is in not complaining or focusing on what should be different if you had your way. Most of all, Your surrender is in accepting the cross. The easier you can accept your crosses in life, the more complete your surrender. My will for you is often the cross, just as it was for my son. Like Jesus, you can pray that the crosses in life be removed, but in love of my divine will, hopefully, you can accept even the most difficult crosses. My grace is always your companion in your surrender. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 15. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, I cannot come closer to you and deeper into your heart unless you desire it. It is always by your efforts and a movement of your will that we can work together. I wish to foster this desire so that together we can change the heart of the world. Each day offers many opportunities for you to bring me more souls, souls that do not walk the way of salvation. You do not see and often do not understand what one more prayer or sacrifice can do for poor sinners. Many hearts weigh in the balance of your efforts. The evil one does not want you to know how important one Hail Mary or one more small sacrifice is. His kingdom in the world could be destroyed if more people realized this. When you reach eternal life, it will be too late to save more souls. This is why the present moment is so important. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, once again, I appeal to you to pray often and from the heart. Do not pray amidst great distractions, as this weakens your prayer effort. Surrender your hearts to me as a child tries to please his father. With your fervent prayers, I try to balance the scale of justice which Saint Michael holds in his hands. Because of your prayers, I am able to solve many problems bubbling up in the world around you. I save your strongest prayers to undo the tangled efforts of Satan, which threaten world peace. He uses miscommunication, technology, fashions, and more in ways which only evil could encourage. Your prayers help to reveal his twisted plans and his convoluted use of power. You may never know in this life the strength of your prayers or how they bring unity where there has been dangerous discord. So it is. I speak to you today to lift your spirit and to help you to understand how much I need and appreciate your prayers. Without your prayer effort, there would be no world to save. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 20th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I come once again to reiterate my need for your prayers. You do not understand the depth of evil in hearts around the world. Choose to surrender the present moment to me with one Hail Mary. This is my call to you. In heaven, the soul sees all things from my viewpoint and knows all things. Only then will you be able to grasp the importance of what I am telling you today. For now, you must clothe yourselves in trustful surrender. The world belongs to Satan and his cohorts, all of whom try to wrestle the present moment from you. Do not be overcome by the evil one's plots to keep you away from prayer. The angels rejoice when you pray. In your heart, understand the ongoing eternal battle between good and evil that is waged first in hearts and then in the world around you." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, some pretentious messages from other sources, not of heaven, proclaim certain dates and times of specific events. Do not regard them as genuine. Noah did not know the day and hour of the flood. He just prepared as he was told to do. So too, I am telling you to prepare your hearts for the coming chastisement, not out of fear, but out of love for me and my commandments. Be concerned for your eternal well-being, not for an extended well-being here on earth. If your hearts are thus prepared, you will not be living in fear of dates and times, but in readiness to stand before the judgment seat of my Son with hearts full of holy love. No one knows the day or hour of the future chastisement, which will come in phases, except me, your heavenly Father. Therefore, let all your so-called preparation be one of building up your spiritual strength and pleasing me. This is the way to fortify the ark of your hearts. You will not drown in unforgiveness. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you heard that it was coming, and now it is in the world already. Little children, you are of God, and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore what they say is of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and he who is not of God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.